I was born in Switzerland and raised in Ghana, West Africa. Ghana felt safe to me as a child. I was free, I was happy. The early 70s marked a time of musical and artistic excellence in Ghana. But then by the end of the decade, the country had fallen back into political instability and mismanagement. In 1979, I witnessed my first military coup. We, the children, had gathered at a friend's house, and it was a dimly lit shack. There was a beaten-up black and white television flickering in the background, and former head of state and general was being blindfolded and tied to the pole. The firing squad aimed, fired, the general was dead. Now, this was being broadcast live, and shortly after, we left the country and we returned to Switzerland. Now, Europe came as a shock to me, and I think I started feeling the need to shed my skin in order to fit in. I wanted to blend in like a chameleon. I think it was the tactics of survival. And it worked, or so I believed. So here I was in 2008, wondering where I was in my life. And I felt that I was being typecast as an actor. I was always playing the exotic African, I was playing the violent African, the African terrorist. And I was thinking, how many terrorists could I possibly play before turning into one myself? And I had become ashamed of the other, the African in me.